From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In New York City today, a 16-year-old California boy took home the top prize in the Siemens Westinghouse Science Fair competition. His winning feat? Solving a century-old mathematical problem. 19 students competed in the national finals. And although their cutting-edge research can be abstruse, NPR's Robert Smith reports there are also elements of sex and danger.
Let's start with the sex. Before the awards were given out, the auditorium was all abuzz over Benjamin Pollack's and Abhinav Khanna's research. In a question that has plagued high school students for decades, they figured out why some males get lucky with the ladies and others go home alone. Oh, we're talking about Drosophila fruit flies here.
Similar to most other organisms that reproduce sexually, I don't know if you want to go into specifics, but...
No thanks. In a lesson well known by anyone who's been in a singles bar, they found out that males with large, prominent spots on their wings were these sort of female fly magnets.
Females actually, that's what they go crazy over.
And this is just like what's in style now? It's the fashion
for
Drosophila?
Yeah, that seems to be the fashion. That seems to be the fall trend.
One judge called it evolution caught in the act. Literally, they froze the little buggers in the middle of having sex to get at how natural selection occurs. The danger part of the competition was fulfilled by a team of students developing a computer program that may be used to fight terrorists. Meet Brent, Pat Brent.
We're actually working for the government, but it's not exactly a secret, although of course there are certain details I can't tell you.
She's talking about the Department of Homeland Security, to be exact. The high school students developed a program that allows a computer to read words in context. One of her partners is Nick Grabenstein.
So we're basically teaching it how to tag persons, locations, and organizations, but that's not necessarily exactly what they want. So they want it to be easily modular so they can change it, so they can tag it for the real secret stuff, like weapons and other things. But we don't have clearance to know about that, so this is purely hypothetical.
Later, when the judges announced their decision, neither sex nor danger took the top prize. Annie Lee and Albert Shea from Arizona won the $100,000 team award for coming up with a better way to find genetic abnormalities. And the judges gave the individual prize to something even more cerebral. Feel free to take notes, as Michael Viscardi explains.
I formed and proved a theorem, which, among other things, completely characterizes all such domains for which the resulting solution is rational, namely in terms of their Riemann maps and their Bergmann kernels.
Now explain it simple.
Can I take a while?
Maybe I should summarize. Viscardi's proof centered around how heat moves across a metal surface. So if something like the space shuttle's wing edge heats up, he's figured out the theorem for how long it will take for the whole thing to get glowing hot. But this wasn't exactly rocket science. Viscardi did the whole proof with just a pencil and paper. And he says, unlike in the movies about mathematicians, it doesn't just come flowing out.
There's so many times I'd just be sitting at my desk, looking at what I had written and just staring at it, and nothing would appear in my head at all. And it doesn't just go straight through most of the time.
I've always wanted to do this.
Okay.
Michael Viscardi, you just won the Super Bowl of science fairs. What are you going to do next?
I just applied early admission to Harvard, and I'll find out in 10 days.
And for Viscardi, that would be much more fun than Disneyland. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.